Okay, let's get into Parshas Pinchas, Tavshin Pei Vav, as we get into the first Parsha of the 3 weeks, the Bein HaMetzarim, and we have the special Haftorahs that we'll have a comment on a little bit later, but this is the time of year that we think about the Beis HaMikdash, think about what we're missing, and Beis Hashem try to do better to be able to be Zocha to the Geula Shalema. So we start off with a thought that came up years ago, but we'll mention it again because I don't know if we've ever discussed Rav Pam inside relating to this Chafetz Chaim. So we know we have the counting of Klal Yisrael again. Rashi quotes that after a plague takes place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants to know how many are left, and therefore he says, Se'u es rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Rashi gives the mashal again when Pasuk Aleph, Perachava, Pasuk Aleph, Mashal Arosh, and Echbrasu Ze'evim Latoch Edro Vahargubahan. There were wolves that came into the Eder and ate the sheep. Vumona Osam, so he wanted to see, the shepherd wanted to know, Leida Minyan Hanosaros, how many are left? Or, when Moshe Rabbeinu, was Nimsar, he received Klal Yisrael, Nimsar Lo B'minyan, so Achshav, Shekarav Lamus, Ulachzir Tsono, so Machziran B'minyan. So we know all of the Shvatim are counted, and we have Eile B'nei Binyamin. And all the Eile B'nei Dan, we have all of the Shvatim counted. If you look in B'nei Binyamin, so the Pasuk says, how many did he have? Chamisha Barbam Elef Hashesh Bios. He had 600,045. Eile B'nei Dan, what did Dan have? Arba'a V'shishim Elef Arbameos. Right? 45,600. And Dan had 64,400. Dan was huge, 20,000 more as compared to Binyamin. So the Chafetz Chaim notes, Khan source number one, Kal Gil Salano Atorah, Ki Ein Chachma, Ve Ein Eitza, Ve Ein Neged Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes. Hashem is always in charge. LeBinyamin Hayu Asar Banim, as we know back in the end of Bereishis, Binyamin had a huge family, 10 sons, Mupim, Chupim, all named after Yosef. Uladan, Rak Ben Echad, Dan had one son. He had one child, one son, and Chushim ben Dan, and that son was a special child. Vaben ayachad azeh hayacherish gamkein. Gemara sota yud gimel. The Gemara says there, Chushim of the story when burying Yaakov ben Dan yakir leudne. He was deaf. V'afalgid. So he had one son. He had one son, and yet we can also look what happens: the 10 sons of Binyamin and the one son of Dan. Turns out, Dan was huge. Shehuaya Marube Bachlosen Yosemi Binyamin Shahayulo Asara Banim. Umikan Yeshlomo, it says the Chafetz Chaim, you never know. You never know what's going to happen with every child. You never know what's going to happen in the future. Shemisha Hashem Chafetzbo, Yuchal Hatzlicho mi Ben Echad, Yosemi Misha Yeshlo Asara Banim. If Hashem wants and you have the Siyata Deshmaya, so one son can end up even much more plentiful and multiply more than 10. Right, good. The Rav Pam expands on this Chafetz Chaim, and he says, after quoting this idea, if you go to the next page, says Rav Pam, Chushim, he quotes the story of Chushim in the as we just mentioned, the Gemara Maseches Sota, and look on the next page. A parent of a handicapped child has many worries about the child's future. To what extent could the child develop into a Torah Jew, become a productive member of society? Will the child be self-sufficient? V'chulu. These concerns were undoubtedly compounded in the case of Chushim. Dan was not only the father of a handicapped son, he was the progenitor of a tribe of Klal Yisrael. What's going to be with my Shevet? And then he says, putting it in Lamaisa terms, one can imagine what a family gathering in the house of Yaakov Avinu looked like in the olden days with his children and grandchildren. Binyamin was there with his 10 sons. Gad and Asher each brought their 7 sons. Shimon had 6, and so on. The sons and the grandchildren would sit with Yaakov Avinu, discuss Torah, and be inspired by his wisdom and holiness. Tragically, Chushim would sit there, totally oblivious to all that was taking place. Don probably wondered to himself, what will be with him? What will be with my Shevet? What future will the Shevet Dan have? What contribution will it be able to make towards the perpetuation of the chosen people? And what do we see in this week's parsha? From Binyamin's 10 sons, 45,600 below average total male descendants. Chushim, 64,400, the largest Shevet, besides the royal tribe of Yehuda. Right? He was the Ma'asef. Chafetz Chaim says this is the Ratzon Hashem. In life, says Rav Pam, one can never predict how things will eventually turn out. At times, achievements of a ben yachid can be more than that of 10 children. Even in a large family, the ben zakunim can be the one who eventually brings his parents the most joy and nachas. Who knows? And the message is one can never give up on any child, on any person, on any student. One cannot give up on a person no matter what the handicap or disability. Parents of handicapped children should take inspiration and chizuk from the accomplishments of Chushim and realize that they too can see great nachas from their offspring. Okay, that gets us started into Parshas Pinchas. So we continue and we have a thought, Perach of Zion, Pasuk Yud Gimel. After the whole list is mentioned, so we have Chav Zayin Yud Gimel Benot Slavchad. Benot Slavchad come, Vatamodna Lefei Moshe, and after the story of Yerusha is given, that's the second section of the parsha, and then Hashem says to Moshe, Aleil Hara Avarim Hazeh Ureias Arz Shnasad Bnei Yisrael. Hashem brings Moshe up to the mountain to see Eretz Yisrael. V'ra'isa osa, you will see it, v'ne'asafta elamecha gamata. And then you are going to be gathered to your people. You're not going to go in. Kasher nesef aron achicha. Right? Sometimes when we read this pasuk, it's like painful. Like when Hashem's teasing him. Hashem is, you could see it, but you can't go in. Does that make it worse? Right? What exactly is this pasuk adding? And also, kasher nesef aron achicha, we already know that. Right, Rashi quotes, Mikanchin is Ave Moshe, Misosa Shal Aaron. You'll die like Aaron died because Moshe Chazal say was Nisave for that death. Did he have that death? Moshe helped bury Aaron. But who helped bury Moshe? It was just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll have to see. Kashemrisa Bimaratzin because of what you did at Midbaratzin. Ask Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Imre Shefer, what exactly is this pasuk adding that we didn't know? V'ra'iso sub, you'll see it, v'nesafta l'mecha gamata, hine. Lavin Hemshech Hapsukim, the Kefal HaLashon. Kivan the Kfar Amar Hashem LaMoshe. Hashem already said to Moshe, Alei El Har HaAvarim. Right, Hashem already said to Moshe, in Pasig Yud Beis, go up to the mountain, Ureas HaAretz, Lama Chazar V'Ra'isa Osa. Hashem says to Moshe, you'll see it, in Ureas HaAretz. So what's Pasig Yud Gimel Eri? Ach Nireth. Dina Yadua Mamar, we quote the Rashi that we just read. Shemosh Rabbeinu, Ayimis Avelios Morish Kisro Labanav, Kemosh Orish Aaron. Moshe desired and wished that he could be Morish's Kesar. He wanted his crown to be passed to Aaron, to his children, like Aaron, who took over for Aaron, Aaron's son, Eliezer. Elazar became the Kohen Gadol. Moshe yearned for that. It wasn't meant to be. Hine Be'emes Yeshlomar, Afshalo Zacha Moshe Rabbeinu Lios Morish Labanav Mamish. But wait, says the Imre Shefer, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, though Moshe wasn't Zoche to give his crown to his biological children, Mikol Makom still Zoche LaHorizel Tamido, the Tamido Chashav Kibino. But he was Zoche to give it to his child, to his Talmud. And his Talmud, we know, Vishinatam Levanecha Elo Tamidecha. K'ma'amara Malapasuk, Ve'elo told us Aaron and Moshe. The Gemara in the Sanhedrin Yotes, right, told us Aaron and Moshe, it only lists off the children of Aaron, because Moshe kilu, right? If you call him Alamid, it's Chavir Torah kilu Yelado. V'chem Yishayo nemru she'er Yashuv bincha, right? Shar Yashuv, your son. V'im Kain kibat shahorish kisro li Yoshua talmido. Since he was morish to Yoshua, it was a partial getting like what Aaron got. Nechshav kahorish kisro lebanav. If he zochel akak Moshe zochel Aaron, I Moshe wanted it. He wanted like Aaron got, so he got it partially. He got it partially. Again, not fully. He got it partially. Achadayin lo hayashave, but wait a minute, it wasn't totally the same. Why not? Does Aaron zachaliros b'chayav kisro b'yabino? Aaron was able to see it in his lifetime, right? His begadim were put onto Elazar. K'moshet tziva kadosh baruch hu l'moshe sheyilbash Elazar as begadav, as he took off the big day kahuna, he put it onto Elazar. So during Aaron's lifetime, imkain ra Aaron b'chayav heichin iskain Elazar. So Aaron, in his lifetime, he saw, he had that nachas. V'hainu, kivan to kisro shel Aaron, havei rak inyan hishtamshus b'kahuna, bazeh, it was being a Kohen, so kivan shalava shalazer, big day kahuna, farnasa Kohen gadol, v'ra kisro b'yad b'nau, right? But we have later on, avodasan mechad chasan, but before that, originally, putting on the begadim, Aval Kisro Shel Moshe, Nehisha Bachar Yeshua V'Samach Yadolav. Yes, Yeshua was chosen, and he was the next one, and he gave him smicha mikol makom. Kisro Shel Moshe Havi Rak Hashras Hashchina Alav. V'Chachmas Elokim Bekirbo. What was the service? Aaron gave it over, and Elazar was servicing as the Kohen Gadol, but Yeshua was the leader. So what was Moshe going to see in his lifetime of Yeshua ben Nun serving in his stead? Umasha zacha la'asos nisim v'nefos k'moshe asa. Hinei lo zacha Yeshua b'chaye Moshe. All the nisim and shemesh b'givon dom, all the nisim of Yeshua ben Nun, he wasn't able to see in his lifetime. So what, he wasn't exactly like Aaron. Arachar misas Moshe Rabbeinu. Sh'ne'amar v'Yeshua ben Nun m'alei ruach chachma, ki samach Moshe es yadav alav, mashma, t'b'chaye Moshe lo zacha l'kach. It's mashma that only after, right? Yeshua ben Nun, Mali Ruach Chachma, and that's at the end of the Torah. Kumosha Kasav, Rabbi Chidushim. So how is it equal? Next column, we've read Kol Neflos Shas Yeshua Yacharei Misas Moshe. Avav Chayav Oasa Klum Im Kain. Akati Lo Yeshav Misas Moshe Rabbeinu Misas Aaron. So Moshe wasn't zocha to what Aaron had, right? Kumosha Kasher Nesav Aaron Achicha. What do you mean, Kasher Nesav? It wasn't exactly. Yes, it was going to go to his Talmud, which is like a son, but it wasn't going to be in his lifetime. It wasn't going to have that nachas. That's our pasuk. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Wakach Amar LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'ya'aleh v'yira et Eretz Kanan. See Eretz Kanan. V'nei bazeh yevir harbe, and by seeing the land, you'll be able to get the nachas. Why? Because what does Moshe see? Moshe doesn't only see the land now. He sees all the doros. Echad sheyira beguf ha'aretz shenasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. He's going to see the land. But v'hasheni, kivan sheyira osam, kefi ma shetia achar shekavshuha. He's going to see it in the future after the kibush of Yehoshua. Kim beforesh parshas Zosa Bracha. Vayar'eyu Hashem. Right, the Chazal quote on that pasuk. Hashem showed him. V'gam bibrachas kat Moshe Rabbeinu pirei l'kol echad echad chelko. Moshe talks about every portion. Every chelek of every shevet was appropriate to that chelek, shevet. V'yim kain muchach. Sheras ha'aretz b'mashin ischalka l'shvatim. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the aretz. That was split up. V'yim kain kfar ra ma'isa Yoshua v'takfo. He already saw Yoshua and his glory. So he saw the future. So he saw in his lifetime. Once Hashem took him up to the mountain to see the land, that was like Aaron HaKohen seeing his son take his begadim. And that's Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'ra'isa osa. Then you'll die. That's the emphasis. Line 16. He saw how he was morish the keser to his son. See the land. See what's going to be. You'll see your crown transferred in your lifetime. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Imre Shefer. Beautiful. Okay. So we continue now with the transfer of power between Moshe and Yehoshua. The next couple of psukim. Vaydaber Moshe el Hashem Lemar. As we point out each year, the Baal Turim says the only time we have such a pasuk in the whole Torah. Vayedaber Moshe el Hashem Lemar. Right? The opposite of what we normally have. But this is unique, right? Ein of the Baal Turim. Ein pasuk acher kazeh batorah. Amar lo, lo tizkar kama vayedaber shedibarte elai. Points it out. So what does Moshe say to Hashem in this only time? Yifkon Hashem elokei aruchos l'chol basar. Hashem, you got to appoint a leader. Hashem should appoint a leader, alakei haruchos, l'chol basar. Ish al ha'edah, ish al a man on the congregation. Asher yetzig lefneim, asher yovel lefneim, somebody who will go out in front of them, go in, asher yotziim, asher yviim, who will bring them in, bring them out, v'lo tihyeh, adas Hashem, the congregation, the Eidah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shouldn't be without a leader. Katzon asher ein lehem roeh. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is also conjuring up in his mind, Chet Egel. He knows what exactly happened there. They didn't have a leader. Tragedy. And bedlam. And look what happened. Where's Moshe? So Moshe doesn't want that. He's taking precautions. Hashem, you have to appoint a leader now. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, kachalchaz Yeshua, ish asher ruach bo, take Yeshua, v'samachtaz yadcha alav. And put your hand on him, v'matos lov ne'elazah kohen, take Yoshua, you'll give him some of your hod, laman yishmu kol ha'as b'nei Yisrael, so that they will all hear, and they'll, you know, they'll hear in front, they'll see in front of them, you will give him the power already in his lifetime. V'chulu, and v'yas Moshe kasher tziva Hashem oso, v'yikach as Yoshua, he took Yehoshua, and what does it mean? He took Yoshua, Rashi, lakho bidvarim, he took him with words, he convinced him, he told him, odiyo matan schar, parnasi Yisrael amaba, you know what, the schar, it's the great, not doing it for the schar, one of the greatest, most fulfilling jobs to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, right, so this is what Moshe tells Yoshua, and helps him become a leader. He puts his hands on him. Yismochus as yado alav v'chulu. If you look in source number 5, the Menachem Tzion, he tells us again, the son-in-law of Rav Tzvi Pesach, he just came out with a new version. V'sifrei muva, v'yikach as Yoshua lachu b'dvarim, v'yismach as yadav alav, asa'o kikli mali v'gadush. What does it mean? He put his hands on him. He made him like an overflowing kli. Overflowing, full. Right, Rashi quotes this. Vayitzaveu kasher diba Hashem b'yad Moshe. Ma kadosh baruch hu tziva es Moshe b'simcha, ki tziva Moshe liyoshua, shomei ani shechaser Moshe. You might think that Moshe is lacking, right? Moshe is lacking by giving something over, giving over the power. Klomar, she Moshe asa es kol zeh kasher lo haya yoser mukshar lahanig atzmo es Yisrael. You might think that Moshe did this because he wasn't able to anymore. He couldn't be the leader anymore. That's why he had a transfer. Tamalomar, no. Moshe was full and complete. Umoshe bo ben meav esrim shana ben moso lokasa eino betami latar lonas lecho meamalo batora. Right? He was full. There was no need for him to transfer, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him it's going to be the next leader. Says the Menachem Tzion, there's a crucial point that's taught to us here that Moshe gives it over. A couple years ago, we discussed Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, who discusses the difference, the midrashim that talk about the different mishalim of a candle and pouring the difference between power and influence. The more power you share, the less power you have. The more influence you share, the more influence you have. Right? That's the, talked about that. I'll explain the midrash on this week's parsha. Here we're doing a different idea. So Moshe gave over his powers when he had full koach. What's that message? Says the Menachem Tzion, a crucial idea for every leader in Am Yisrael. Kayam bizmanenu, be'edus Yehudis Yos, rabos matzav re'ua shel choser manhigim. There are many, there's a dearth of good leadership, says the Menachem Tzion. Right? Re'uyim l'shmam, b'mei shorei achayim atziburim shalahem. Why? Why is there such a shortage? Why do we need more leadership? Hasiba Garmas Lakahi, he says this a couple decades ago. Shemanhigim Shahayu Misham Shemesa Eidos Shanim Rabos, the leaders that served their congregations for many years, Bakosha Rab Ubaparias Gadola with amazing abilities, his nichu bishogeg obemezid, esatafkid lahadrich ula amen. They left over. They didn't focus on, either by accident or bemezid, the tafkid to teach, to guide, b'tioria u'b'shimush, anashim sheyu mukhsharim hetev, l'malias b'komam, kasherim to train people to fill their places, kasherim yifredumi misratam, b'gimlaos o'b'silukam in ha'olam. To worry about the future when they still have their powers and they're still strong. It's a leader's job to train the next generation. Right, that's not somebody's going to step on my toes, I'm going to train them, they're going to take my job. No, every leader's job is to train the leaders of the next door. Be'ein muamadim mukhsharim, misugalim umenusim lakachas es resen ha'anaga biyadam. Without any appointed and able spiritual leaders to take the reins of the anhaga, ha'chayim atziburiyim be'edus ahein, she'u tekinim umusudarim heitev. They were perfect. They had leaders, but once those leaders die out, mishtatkin, they're quiet. They're no more. Vizman rav over, and a lot of dead time and limbo time could pass until the other leaders come. Asha manhigim achadashim rochshim ba'atzmam es hakosher v'esahit machut. The experience, hajrushim, and the fortitude and the abilities tilamalos atzlachas tatafkivim shu'amas aleim. The new responsibilities that are put on them. Ain laharich, is Godel HaNezek, Shoha'edah Sovelas Me'achal HaShenotzar, the space. What's the message? Moshe Rabbeinu gave over his power and his influence, and he appointed Yeshua ben Nun when he still had full power. He was still already making him a leader. He didn't say, okay, I'm going to go straight, and then they'll figure it out. No. Bitzav Hashem b'maisa Moshe, with Hashem's command and Moshe's actions, Shehifkid al Ha'edah es Yeshua Yisharal L'doros, is teaching us, shall call Manhig Yisrael on every leader, Lios Mechunan be'oz Ruach, ubahakrava atzmis, self-sacrifice, v'alav lahakshir betov lev benefesh chafetzu besimcha ilos, right, to be machshir. A message for each leader, because sometimes leaders don't want to think about their own mortality and their own, you know, that there'll be a time that they won't be the leader, but it's a job. It's a job for every organization, right? The importance of grooming, leaders for the next stage of Jewish history. Okay. So related to this also, that Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, again, Yafkid Hashem Alkei Ruchos Lachal, Lachal Kasher Ishai Le'eda, and Moshe wants a leader, Yafkid Hashem Alkei Ruchos Lachal Basar Ishai Le'eda. And then right after Moshe asks Hashem, Hashem turns to Moshe and says, Savas Bnei Yisrael Mitalihem, and then we start the parasha of the Karbanos. We have the Karban Tamid and the, and all of the Karbanos that we know from the second half of Parshas Pinchas. And Rashi quotes, Pirish Rashi, what's the Hemshach, what's the juxtaposition? Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Acha Temetzaveni Al Banai, Saveyas Banai Alai, before you command me about your children, tell your children about me. Srichim Lahavin asked the Sari Alafim, Rabbi Twersky, V'chilo Shal Moshe Kehogan, L'vakesh Me'Hashem Yisbarach Shiyimne Manak La'eda? Well, Hashem is like upset at Moshe. Like, what Moshe did wrong? Moshe, like we just spoke about, it's important and it's responsible. And Moshe should be asking for a leader. Hashem turns around and says, what are you asking me about them? They should be worrying about me. What's the Hemshach? What's Rashi driving at? V'od ma bir betzavei es banai alai. What does that mean? We need something. Does Hashem need something? What is Hashem asking that we need to give him, to focus on him? So he explains, we're getting into the time period, 3 weeks, 9 days. The Choze Miloblin says, Shapirus who, Shemishenichnas av, Mimatin b'masu b'matan, b'achilas basar b'shtiyas yayin, el shetzrichem la'asos kol zeh, b'simcha. Right, there's the Choze Miloblin, a real chassidish of art. Mishenich razav, mimatin, when av starts, mimatin, right, be mimait, all those activities, but do it b'simcha. Do it b'simcha. So what does that mean? B'shtirichem la'avin omek ha'kavana b'zeh, what's the amkus of that vart? Mishenich razav, mimatin, be mimait, with various activities, but do a b'simcha. U'bechal yesh lezbonein, ma yatachlis b'chal amaniyas. And also, what exactly is the tachlis of all of the things that we don't do? We don't get haircuts and we don't have weddings. Sh'anu monim ha'atzmeinu b'shloshas ha'shvuo. So b'tish la'yamim, the 3 weeks, the 9 days. What's something that we could zero in on and focus on? Halakfar nasa l'rova hamon rak pula chitzonis. B'li shum move on panimi. So often we just like do the actions. And we're not focusing on, you know, what the message is for us. Keep avonaseinu arabim kfar orcho lanu ashanim begalus. Achikamad ein mishi yargish churban basim English klal. We don't feel it. So give us something. Something that we could take with us. The efshar lomer api maisa shishamati mi batcha nechad. So there's a story. It's a joke. It's a joke, but there's a message. He heard from a batchan. Shalafnei melchemes olam ashniyash kishamerik aisa adayim midbar shemama. Before World War II, 100 years ago, when America was a spiritual wasteland, when it was very challenging, you don't come to work on Shabbos, Saturday, don't come to work on Monday, and it was a lot of challenges. Let's go rare by America. There was one family from Europe that came to live in America. Avia mishpacha haya takif biyaduso. The father was strong. He was takif in his yadus. And even with the difficulties, Moser Nafshu L'Shmoras HaShabbos, he was Moser Nefesh to keep Shabbos U'L'Kayim Torah Mitzvahs. Aval Abanim Shakon is Gadlu B'America, but the children who didn't have his upbringing, America was a little more open. Hirchiku L'Aleches Miderech HaTorah. And he continues, "Aval abanim shekvar nizgalah b'Amerika chikol aleches b'meshach yemeshkiya aviyah mishpacha beiza esek esmara moshe tzliach leasof." And the father was, who was very serious about his yadus. He was mashkiya and he was a good investor, and he became rich. The asuma osa peros uperi peros, a lot of good investments. Achinis asher ba'ofa nifla, unbelievable. The family business, the children went into the business. Ubanu as a esek, and they built up the business. Ashayu lehem chanuyos, came up b'chol medinas America. Very big business, national business. Vayayom nechla aviyah mishpacha zaken rachmanu l'samachal kasha. The father got very, very ill. V'yamru, and they said, and they estimated, the doctor estimated, harofim she'en lo elo chisha chadashim. He has six months to live. Also, Abanim Cheshvan, the brothers said to themselves, the son said, 1 second, 6 months, it's holiday season. That's the busiest season we're going to be sitting Shiva then. Shazu azman achi muslach lachanuyos. Ve'vinu shim yiskos lachanuyos. They have to sit Shiva, they have to sort. It's going to be huge hefsid. You know what they said? I have a great idea. Hechlita shimamakam leishiv Shiva achrei mosavien. Instead of sitting Shiva after the father dies in 6 months, let's sit Shiva now. Yashu achshav Shiva. Shishachadashim kodem moso, 6 months before his death, kadesh leitztarku lashevaz. So they don't have to sit Shiva then, they'll sit Shiva now. Fahashta. So now the father comes to the Rav and says, I have a halachic shaila. Am I allowed to go to be Menachem Avel, my children who are sitting Shiva for me? Imrai v'nacho, sheyidech l'kayim, mitzvaz nicham aveilim, eitzabana v'ayoshrim Shiva alav. So we hear this story, it's a joke, it's a badchan, right? Can move on. Right, the foolishness that are interested more in their money, more than the Shiva of their father, and they're sitting Shiva while he's still alive. But if you think about it, says Rabbi Twersky, sometimes we do the same thing. Right, what are we doing? Hari b'tishabav anu yoshem al ha'aretz u'misablim v'omrim yisomim ayinu ve'enav. We yisomim, we don't have a father. You don't have a father? We say in Eicha, k'shebe'emes avinu shebashvayim chai v'kayam. Right? We have a father. The father, we're sitting Shiva, but we have a father. Anu mispalam elav kol yom avinu avarachim anam rachim rachim aleinu. Ela shenoach lanu lomar shekvar inenu l'sabal alav. If we sit Shiva and we focus on what we don't have, he says, in a certain sense, we don't have to focus on the blame and the guilt. That we focus so much on other things. We're supposed to focus on our father. Aval, again, it's not an exact parallel, but it's getting the message across that we have other focuses. We have to focus on our father. Not to sit Shiva for a lack of relationship, but emphasize the relationship. Hashem doesn't have a house. That's true. There's an illness in the world. There's a hester upon him. But Hashem comes to us. Anochi anochi ahum namchemchem. Pirish. Anochi ha'av shatem is ablam alav. I'm the father. Anochi ba'atzmi hu amenachim eschem. B'mashani modiachem shineni chai v'kayim. U'yom lo'azavti es, I never left you. I'm here. Ela atem echlatetem ba'atzbachem she'enin yobaker b'chem. You've decided, Hashem tells us, that you don't focus on me anymore. You're busy with other things. B'bnei she'atem adifim es mamonchem v'tavaschem alai. The other things that we're running after. V'nira she'alkein nikra chodesh shechal bo tishabav menachim av. So that's menachim av. Because Hashem is being menachim. B'bnei she'bo boha av ba'atzmo l'nachim es banav ha'misablam alav. The father is coming. Omer lahem, kumu me'avulaschem, yinei k'chai bekerb. I'm here. Don't be misabel on me. Right? That's the chozem ilablin. Be mamayit, but do a pesimcha. Try to focus that we have a Kaddish Baruch Hu here. Alkein roi lono lanatzels yimei menachim av elu. Lefash beis b'ma'aseinu aseder ha'adifus shalanu. We have to focus on, remember, our hierarchy. Im adifim anu be'emes es avinu al pnei b'moneinu v'tavaseinu lehefech. What are we focusing on? V'aderach ha'yichid l'zboni bin yizek karoi. What's the one singular derech to do it? L'ma'it b'chol ha'dvarim ha'mavalbalim esmocheinu. Not to focus on other things. To know Hashem is with us. Hashem will never leave us. When the father comes to be menachim us, that are sitting avelus, asasman lehis orer ulefashpesh beseder adifa shel chayenu. The alkein memaatim, that's why we're memait, different activities, but we're memait, b'masu matan, b'masu v'yayin, b'tizmores, v'chulu, but do it all b'simcha, because he's close. And al pizeh, just to end off, he ends off by saying, l'fizeh yesh lavin b'kashas Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's get back to the original question. Remember what was the question? Moshe says, Hashem, could you help me out? Hashem's like, well, before I give you something about them, tell them to focus on me. Moshe Rabbeinu pach Hashem lo yeh l'bnei Yisrael manig. Moshe Rabbeinu is worried if there's no leader. V'ish kalei Asher Rabbeinu v'yaseh. Everybody does what they want. Azayazov osam Hashem Yisbarach chas v'shalom. Hashem's going to leave them. Alkein bikesh me Hashem Yisbarach sheyif kodish ala eita sheyanik v'yadrach osam. He's worried if everybody does, Hashem's going to leave them. Hashem says, I'm not going to leave you. But you have to get them to focus on me. V'yazeh ano Hashem Yisbarach. Ein lo chalafachin mizeh. Kein ani haroeh. La'olam lo ezov etzoni. I'm never going to leave my tzon, my sheep. I'm there. I'm always there. But I don't want to lose my sheep. The shepherd's always going to be there. But I don't want to lose my sheep. They should always know that the shepherd's there. Before you command that I shouldn't leave, and that's the limit of the carbon tamid. It doesn't matter if there's man boker, there's man of or ubihirus, zman shemargishim kirvas elokim, time that we feel close to Hashem, o zman shal bein ha'arbayim, zman shal choshech v'erbuvya, zman shemargishim minutakim me'Hashem Yisbarach, mikom akam Hashem Yisbarach nimsa b'kirbeinu bofan tmidi, Hashem is always here. V'nera ozev osona apam, Hashem does not leave us, el atzon b'kvasim l'karivet atzman, we should get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should feel His closeness, and the Menachem Av that he is coming to help us out. Okay, moving right along. One other thought, a lot on this section right here about the Smicha. We have the thought of the Menachem Sion that the leader always has to make sure that the next in line is ready. We have the Sari Alafim, and now we have one more. The job of a leader, the job of a leader of Schwab. Get a lot about leadership tonight. The job of a leader, Rav Schwab notes in Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva, Rashi v'samachtas yodcha alav. Rashi says, what does Moshe tell Yeshua? Ashrecha, shezachita lahanig banav shel makom. Praised are you that you were zoche to be the manig of Hashem's children. And later on, v'amato osol v'nei lazar kohen, v'nei kohoida v'sivis osol leinehem, v'chulu, l'chora, says the Rav Schwab, nira kestira. What's the first line? Ashrecha shezachit lanik banav shel makom. Unbelievable. But look in pasuk yutes. Amatos levnei Elazar Cohen v'tziviso leinehem. What does Rashi say? Da jetarchanim v'mzarvanim meim amrasa kabbal alecha. They're challenging. And so what do you tell a leader? They're unbelievable. They're beautiful. They're children of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tarchanim sarvanim. So obviously they're both true. And a leader has to know both. Hine, says Rav Schwab, b'matan Torah nischatsha shekibalnu kedusha miyuchedesh al klal Yisrael. By matan Torah, we received a special status. We're not only tzelem Elokim, like every human being has, but we are amsegula. V'lo rak shenita lanu achiyuvim shotayag mitzvahs. It's not just more obligations. Shekfar kodem matan Torah, nitztavinu b'sheve mitzvahs. Ube mila, ube pesach, chamisu matzah, v'mitzvah shebemara. We got many mitzvahs and we keep getting more and more. It's not a quantitative jump. We went from 7 to 10 to 613. V'ni yizeh shanu lanu chachamim, sechus avos, chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem, chi b'yaseiru no das lanu shenivra b'tzelem. That we know about it. We know about tzelem elokim, that's perfect, that's wonderful. Right, Bnei Yisrael are precious that we are children. We are children lamakom. Hare, sheyesh hevdol bein inyan tselem elokim, sheyesh l'chal adam, lebein inyan shel banim lamakom am yuchal li Yisrael. We are banim lamakom because Avram Avinu. the efshar shatzelam alokim vadeu mahuso shekolach harachem enoshi, humankind, mankind, everybody at selam alokim, and there's an idea of kavod abrius for every person. Ach umos olam af shenivru b'tzelam alokim b'kol makom hari pnimusam noskacha, they never became banim atem l'Hashem alokeichem. They never received the charge of am segula. That's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. Masha'enkin ba'am Yisrael nishrash b'shas matan Torah b'tok tocham kedushas yuchedes. He kedushas Yisrael shenikru banav shomakom. And that comes with privileges, but even more so obligations and responsibilities. And the tafkid of every leader is to know and bring out that am segula, that banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem from each Jew, because it's in there. V'tafkid shel manig Yisrael hu lahasir es hamotz, to take off the chaff, ulagalos kedushasem ho amita shel bnei Yisrael, to reveal the true kedusha. V'lachin, that's his job. A leader has to peel away. A leader has to uncover, remove the garb, remove the covering. Amar Moshe LeYeshua, Ashrecha shezachit la'anim banim shel makom. They're banim shel makom. They're tarchanim, they're sarvanim. But every leader has to have the patience and the ability to see under, to see the diamond, to shine the diamond. Shekavanasu ha'kedushas ma'pnimish shekol echad v'echad v'Yisrael. U'matov u'manoim chelkecha li'os ha'manig shel am asher etzem mahusam v'kedusha shel b'nei kol chai. At root, you know who these children are. On the outside, Tarchanus, Sarvanus, Mikomakom Amanasha de Kabbalah Lecha. Shezeu Tavkitcha Latari Mikol Sigu Vagam. It's your job and avoda to purify them from every little stain and impurity. Ukedai Hu Latapo Bahem. And it's Kedai. Because this is the parent is so proud when you're dealing with their children. When somebody is the parent hears about the teacher taking extra special attention, or the counselor, or whoever it is, that makes the parent feel good. They're taking special care of my kids. That's the job of the teacher. Job of the teacher, job of a leader, to uncover. Okay. Moving right along to Ramosha. This Ramosha, I think we did many years ago, but we have it here again, as we round out Pinchas almost, and then we all have one thought related to the Eftober. So we have the second half of the Parsha, we have the Karbanos. And the first Karban that we know is brought is the Karban Tamid. Karban Tamid, it's Karbani Lachmi Li Shai, V'yamartam Zeh Asher Eshet Giv Hashem, Kvasim B'nei Shonat Tzimimim, Shnayim Layom Olo Samid. Two tzmidim as a kevet achad aseva boker, as a kevet hashini taseh bein arbaim. The famous medrash that Dein Yaakov quotes, most important pasuk in the Torah. But shnei kvasim b'nei shana tamimim. Shnei in Chazal always means two identical, two that look alike. If you look in the Gemara in Yuma, Rav Moshe quotes it in source number 11. Shebaze akol modim shebino shiyu shavim. Right? Shnei. The Efshar Gam Li Kuva. That's talking about the Shnei Seirim. Shir LaShem, Shir LaZazel. But what is this on a... I didn't keep reading. I wanted to read the... that was the Karban Tamid. But the first Karban after the Karban Tamid is Shabbos. U'biyama Shabbos, Shnei Kvasim B'nei Shana Tamimim. You have the two Kvasim. Year old. U'Shnei Astronim Solas, Mincha B'lov Hashem V'Nisko. Ola Shabbos Shabbato, each Shabbos. So Shnei Kvasim. So the Shnei Kvasim there that are mentioned by Shabbos, the Shnei Kvasim, right, by the Talmud, it does not say just as Kvasim B'nei Shana, but here the Shnei, because they should be equal, they should look similar. V'hatam Nira, says Rav Moshe, Shem Keneged Zachar V'Shamar. Two Kvasim, one for all the positive things about Shabbos, the mitzvah Saseh, and the Shamar, the Lo Saseh. Shebedibra Echa Nemru, and we know they were said in at one time. V'hatam Sheshamar Efshar Shekamu B'Tzar. Mizeh Shenidmelo Shebishvil Shein Osem Malacha Hu Mafsid. If it was only Shamar, one might think there's a lack. I lose something by keeping Shabbos. V'nimsha Shabbos hu inyan nisayon. Shabbos is, you know, if I focus on what I can't do and what I'm losing and I'm missing a day of work. Shalachin afim yishmar ha-Shabbos hu gibor ha-kovesh es yitzro. Even if one is able, like we just were talking about in the mashal of the Sari Alafim, the father is a tzaddik and he's able to do it, he's able to overcome and keep Shabbos. But if it's Shvertz Zayin Yid, and it's difficult, and I do it, but That's not going to go to the next generation. Rav Moshe writes this often. Lo you, and he lived at that time in America. Lo yuchal lachanech ezaro shelo hakol yucholam lichbosh yitzram. So the children will think, oh, I can't do that. I can't be on the level of my father. Vanu mispalim apita kanas anjegas hakadola we daven every day. Hamaver shena meinai shelo lavo yivienu lideni sayon. We don't want to be in a situation of nisyonos and have to be challenged. Even if many were Shomrei Torah in their ability, it didn't pass on. That's where Moshe says, Shomer v'zachar v'dibur echad namru. The shnei kvasim. Because along with the Shomer, the Zachar, Kiddush, and Oneg, and the positives and the feelings and the Shabbason. Mitztavinu gam bezachar shu oneg b'Shabbos. Lahoro sha'adarabba. Alinu l'smoach b'Shabbos. The simcha. And as we get older, we realize, without a Shabbos is the greatest gift we have. Imagine a life without Shabbos when we could turn off. We plug out so we unplug so we can get plugged into what we really want to focus on. Ki lo rak she'in mafsid din klum b'shmir Shabbos. Not only do we now lose, kivash Hashem yisparach kotzev in zonosav shel adam. Hashem determines the mizonos. Hari kosev lo ba'ofan she'yarviach mishesh yamim levadash. These 6 days, Ela shekol shefa abrachu mishmir Shabbos. Not just Shabbos doesn't cause us to lose, but obviously Shabbos is the source of all bracha. The source of all bracha. The gam levadzeh, and he quotes, we think sometimes we're losing. Ukemo shalom mitzar adam alash otsi arbi mamon l'knias davar she'ish lo anomizeh. If I spend a lot of money of buying something very precious to me, I'm so excited and happy that I got this. Kibayis yafeh, ukli bayis yafim, a beautiful house, a beautiful kelim. V'ish lo adar hanoah. So, kemochein yesh lo liosnena mikoma shemotzi umafsid bishvil Shabbos. If I lose something on Shabbos, look what I got. Look what I got. Shebezeh, that's what the kids are going to see. How the father, how the parents enjoy. Let's make sure that everyone around us knows that even my shamar is influenced by the zachar. And that's the attitude that I have. And finally, the last thought for Pinchas, and then we'll have one thought on the Haftorah. We might have done this before, I don't remember. But just to note, it's an important yisod, important makar to be aware of. And that's the Rambam in the Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayos. Why are we talking about this here? Because we know on the days of Sukkos, there is a machlokes tanoim, but what is the source for Nisach HaMayim? Right? It does not talk about Nisach HaMayim explicitly in the Torah anywhere. The one remez that we have is the extra mem yud mem in Kemishpatam, and unisachecha, right? We know the few words that are different in the Sukkah's laning. So one man the Amar says that's the makar. The makar of Nisach HaMayim is those letters, those extra letters. But another Tana says Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no remez in the Torah at all, at all. And there are nafkaminas lahalacha. There are differences in halacha. But just once that's mentioned, just to mention the five categories. The Rambam in the Hakdamah, the Pirush Mishnayos, list off five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh. I didn't give you all. I gave you two sections where the Rambam talks about it. But right here, five categories. Category number one, says the Rambam, top of source 12, Nechalam Chamisha Chalakim, Chelik Arishon, Pirushim Mekubalim Mipi Moshe. Pirushim that go back from Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yeshlem Remez Bakasov. And they have a Remez. They have a hint in the Psukim. V'efshal Lotziyem B'derach Svara. And you could, if you worked on it for a while, you could get it. There's no machlokas. It's a misara. That's category number one. Commentary, ideas, halachas that come from Moshe. Interesting, this is different than category two, which is halacha l'moshe misinai. What's the difference between pirush ha-mekubal mipi Moshe Rabbeinu and halacha Moshe misinai? Both of them, the Rambam holds, there's no machlokas, which is a big chiddush, and much has been written about that. But the difference between the two, the Rambam tells us, is Halach Moshe Misinai has no hint or remez in the Torah, and even if I would give you 100 years, you wouldn't be able to figure it out. because it's not logical, it's not hinted to. Why should 10 tefachim be the height of a mechitza? Why should kizayis be the shear? Why should nisach hamayim be an avoda? You never pour water in the base of Mikdash. So there are many halachim Moshe Misinais. There's no remez at all. While pirushim hamukubalim b'Moshe Rabbeinu, that is a remez in the text. And maybe you could figure it out, right? The two that the Rambam gives as examples, ayin tachas ayin. The Rambam says you pay money. You pay money. Okay. Most legal systems hold that way. So ayin tachas ayin. Or pre eitz hadar being an esrog. Okay, it doesn't say esrog explicitly, but it's a beautiful fruit. So those are the first two categories. So again, machlokas in the Tanaim, whether the avoda of nisach hamayim, the water libation in the Beis HaMikdash that took place on Sukkis, whether that's halacha should be Sinai, category two, or whether it's category three. Category three is the largest category of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what the Rambam says. Chelak Hashlishi, Hadinim Shehutziyu al Darkei Hasvara, V'Navlo B'Machlokes, V'Nifsak Hadin Al Pi Arov. Category three is Svara, Drushas Chazal, using the Yud Gimel Midos, right? Kavachomer, Gzeira Shava, Hekish, Dabar Lo Emei Inyano, Ribu Yemiyet. All of that is category three, and that is most of Shas and most of Chazal. It's interesting the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach in the Bavli has a machlokas whether Torah Shebichsav is bigger or Torah Shebaal Peh is bigger. And you might say, how could there be a machlokas about that? Obviously, Torah Shebaal Peh is huge. Torah Shebichsav is just one book. And the answer is, what do you call this third category? If you call this third category Torah Shebichsav, because it's darshins, all the psukim, and it's all related, so that's why Torah Shebichsav might be bigger, depending how you categorize category three. But that's category three. Category four, category five. Category four, takanos. Takanos of the Rabbanon, right? Mikra, Megillah, Chanukah, Neiris Chanukah, Neiris Shabbos, right? Netivas Yadayim, all the takanos, that's category four, and category five are the gzeros. The gzeros that we have of many gzeros, Basar B'Chalav, but it's all, the Rabbanons are also part of Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Rambam ends off and summarizes them, but we have to know that's the five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh. We should be familiar with those five. Now let's just finish up with one thought on the Haftorah. The Haftorah is, of course, not the Haftorah for Pinchas, because it's one of the Shlosha de Parnusa. It's the Haftorah for Parshas Matos. Right? Parshas Matos, the first one. Only when Matos and Masi are separate do we read Pinchas. So the first parak in Yirmiyahu. First parak in Yirmiyahu is our Haftorah, and he has the vision of the Makal Shaked. Right? He has the vision of the staff. Let me read the pasuk. Reich katicha yom azeh al agayim al amlachos lintosh lintosh al avidu haros libnos lintoa. Hashem says to Yirmiyo, Devar Hashem elai lemar, Mo'ata roe Yirmiyo, Va'omer makel shakir ani roe. I see a stick of almond. Va'yom Hashem elai, hitavta liros, good seeing. Ki shoked ani, right? A play on words. Makal shoked ani al dvarei lasoso. I'm going to do what I'm doing quickly. Shoked ani. V'yei dvar Hashem elai leishen is lemar mata roeh. Sir nafuach. I see a boiling pot. Right? Look at the mefarshim, or feel free to listen to the Navi Shir on the beginning of Yirmiyahu. But the suggest the Rinas Yitzchak in his sefer on Navi, makal shoked ani roeh. Why did he show him a makal shoked? Right? What is that? What's the emphasis of almonds? So there is a Mishnah in Maisras. The Mishnah in Maisras tells us that there are Shkedim Bekatnusan Heimarim. Shkedim, the almonds, when they are very small, are very bitter. Vacharkach Heimetukim, but they become sweet. Veherulo Makal Im Shkedim Ktanim Ksheimarim. They showed him a Makal. A Makal is not a whole tree that's older, but a Makal with unripe, small Shkedim, when they were bitter. He continues, and therefore what? They're bitter when they're small, but they get sweet when they're bigger. V'yeshlomar, says the Rinas Yitzchak, Sherlo makal shakid l'rameis gamkein, just like by maisris. By maisris, when do you have to take off maisris? Only when they're bigger, because that's when they're edible. When they're small or not, so says the Rinas Yitzchak, right, this time period, we recognize there's been a lot of bitterness. There's been a lot of meriris. The churban, starting with the churban, but since the churban, every tzara has the roots at the churban. Remember that Gemara, one of the Tanaim overheard a woman who was crying over her child that died, and he started crying about the churban. He was on the other side of the wall because he realizes that because of the churban, that's where there's so much pain. And that's where there's so much difficulty and challenges. And if we could focus on and recognize that this is, it's a shaked, it's bitter, but there's gonna be a sweetness. There's gonna be, we already could taste it. We could already taste it. The kibbutz galus that we've witnessed over the past 150 years and the nisim and iflos that Hashem has given to us, but to recognize the sweetness has already started. We just have to push more and daven and do our best to be able to zoche, to be zoche to those ripe almonds. Shekamosha shkedim bitchila samaram lebasof metukin, kein lakla yisrael bitchil yemar, yacharka kshigal yematok sha'asid, lahir lanu kein yihi ratzon.